When I grew up on the farm, fly was something we sprayed to kill, and jam was something we put on our breakfast toast.
Jam. Fly jam. Fly Jams Friday.
Oh, yeah. This is Fly Jam Friday on your overnight radio with my man, Nick D, on 720 WGN.
That's right, man. Fly Jams Friday. Getting ready for some funky music. We'll play. And we also, by the way, we also have a Blackhawks Express to play, and we'll do that in a few minutes. But if you want to get some Fly Jams requests in, you can do that, 312-981-7200. And you've already got some requests, correct, there, DJ Obi-Wan?
That we do.
Okay. And one of them, by the way, was from my mom. My mom told me this morning, earlier last night, that she wanted to hear... for Fly Jams Friday, and this is my mom's request, so this is for my mom. She wanted to hear the Manhattans.
We've been meeting here so long. I guess what we done goes wrong. Please, darling, don't you cry. Let's just kiss. And say goodbye. Many months have passed us by.
I'm gonna miss you.
Yeah.
I'm gonna miss you.
My mom requesting a very, very fly jam. That is quite a fly jam. Nice choice, Mom. All right, we got more Fly Jams coming up. Let me play one real quick here, and then we got more requests from DJ Obi-Wan. I'll play a quick one here, and this, of course, is Johnny Gill. Johnny Gill, rubbing you the right way. Yeah. All right. 312-981-7200 is the phone number if you would like to make some requests. And we have some requests that DJ Obi-Wan is ready to go here. So we have the first request there, DJ Obi-Wan? All right. So what's the first one you want to get to here?
All right, our first one comes from the 309 area code, and they wanted to hear a little Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Okay.
Remember.
Get much better than that. It's one of my favorite songs of all time, like truly one of my favorite songs of all time, and one of the flyest of Fly Jams. And it's been played on Fly Jam Friday like a million times, and that's fine. That just continues to prove its flyness.
It's a just good happy song.
Great song, and you know, seriously though, said this many times on Fly Jams Friday. You can't go wrong with Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Mm-hmm.
Earth, Wind, and Fire, fly after fly after fly after fly jam. So, all right, what was what is the next one?
The next one comes from Dave out of Monroe, Wisconsin, and he requested some T-Pain.
All right. Oh, T-Pain. Well, so you know why it was Dave from Monroe?
Yeah.
You know why Dave requested some T-Pain, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because he was the winner of The Masked Singer.
Yeah. I don't think anybody saw coming.
He was the only one I didn't guess.
Yeah,
At the very end, I didn't know it was T-Pain. But by the way, he was the one in the monster costume. I think a lot of people were like, I did not know that was T-Pain. That's pretty funny though. Nice request there, Dave. You know why? And they talked about it on the show. It was, you know, it's funny that, that Nick knew who he was, you know, cause he wrote it down on a piece of paper before they revealed it. And then he pulled the piece of paper out of his jacket and he had written T-Pain. But the reason why is because he uses that auto tune. You know, like pretty much on most of his music, he uses that auto tune. So you can't really recognize his real voice because he uses the auto tune all the time. So that was one of the things that they pointed out. And, but everybody was surprised by it. Every single person was surprised by it on the panel. And I really think that Kenan Thompson, should be on he was on for 2 weeks. They had guest judges on the show. There was Kenan Thompson was on twice. JB Smoove was on once. And Joel McHale was on twice, and this is the Masked Singer, which has been renewed for a second season. It was basically a ratings bonanza for Fox, and it's definitely going to come back. But yeah, so T-Pain was your big winner of the Masked Singer. I thought for sure Donny Osmond was going to get it. I thought absolutely the Peacock was going to win it, but the votes didn't go that way, and it went to T-Pain. So, all right, we have to break here. I got some weather for you, and then we'll take a break when we come back. We got the Blackhawks Express from last night's game. Really exciting game that the Hawks actually ended up winning in a shootout. And we'll play the whole Express back, and then we'll close out the show and play a few more Fly Jams here on Fly Jams Friday. Chicago!
Hawks control off the draw. Taves wins it to Kane along the right boards. Put it in front for Taves. Jams it toward the net. He scores! Duncan Keith following it up. Taves was at the top of the crease. And Carter Hutton is now signaling the Buffalo bench to see if they'll review this for goaltender interference. The puck looked like it hit Taves as he was barreling to the front of the net and it rolled up the slot. Keith came in with a backhanded flip and shoveled it past Hutton. It's 1-0 for now. Here's Montour at the right point. Spins it down the boards in behind the Hawk net and rolls around up the far side. Middlestat coughed it up. Patrick Kane at the Hawk blue line sends it ahead. Cahoon to Anisimov over the saber line down the slot. He scores! A brilliant setup there by Dominic Cahoon to Artem Anisimov, who finished at the saber net. Kane will pick up the second assist on this goal, and he's now fourth all-time in Blackhawks scoring, and it's 2-0 Hawks. Hutton is on the Sabres bench. The Sabres have six attackers on the ice. Eichel down the left wing into the Hawk zone, turns away from pressure, moves it right point, Bogosian straight away now, deep slot, a shot, they score. From beside the Hawk net, it was a rebound of a shot from Montour. Sobotka grabbed it and put it past Crawford. And with 16:44 left in period number two, the Sabres are on the board, trailing 2-1. Cahoon avoids a check from Scott Wilson. Put it down to the corner to Keith, who sends it over to the right side to Seabrook, who passes up the right wing, and this deflects down ice in behind the Buffalo net. Bogosian back to get it. They got it ahead into the Hawk zone. Montour shoots and scores. Just like that, the Sabres have tied the hockey game. Brandon Montour, who assisted on the first goal, takes a pass in the slot area and wrists it past Corey Crawford for his first goal as a Buffalo Sabre. And it's now 2-2. Rodriguez has it through center ice over the Hawk line, left wing side. Cuts back across the slot, sets up Bogosian down the right wing. He moves in and he shoots and scores. It's a shorthanded goal for Zach Bogosian. He's got a three-point night with 13:15 left in the second period. It's now 3-2 in favor of Buffalo. Dahlstrom took it back in front of the penalty boxes, slings it over to Dominic Cahoon over in front of the benches. He'll take the puck and cross the neutral zone to the near side, then drop it off to Kane, Hawk line. He spins it ahead into the Sabres zone, and Anisimov has it. Should he score? No, it hit the post and ricocheted out. Now they score!
Anisimov got his rebound.
Anisimov, after that heavy wrist shot from the high slot, hit the crossbar. Referee in the near corner waved his arms side to side to signify no goal, and then Anisimov, paying attention, raced in, and he poked it past Hutton, and we're tied at three. Kane to the right point. Behind the back pass down to Strome. He let it go to DeBrinket in the corner. Hustling play by Evan Rodriguez, who took it away for the Sabres and carried behind the Sabre net. Worked it around at the left wing. Sherry fed it ahead. Here's Rodriguez into the Hawk zone. Drops it off. They score. It's Kyle Aposo following up the play. A very nice pass from Connor Sherry. And Rodriguez and Sherry on the play. And it's Kyle Aposo scoring the goal. And the Sabres are back on top, leading 4-3. Sod works it free. Perlini beside the net. Got a pass up the slot. Cuckoo took it away from Thompson. Gave it a tape. Put it in front. Perlini shoots and scores! Brendan Perlini with his third goal in as many games, and the Hawks have tied the score at 4. Perlini had a pair in L.A., and here tonight he connects, and we're locked up at 4 with 12:03 left in period number 3. Alex DeBrincat can send them home happy. Here he goes. He picks up the puck at center ice. Carries over the Sabre line for the win. DeBrincat down the slot. Deeks and shoots. He scores! Hawks win! Hawks win in the shootout. They win the shootout 3-1. They win the hockey game 5-4.
All right. The next game is tomorrow night, 7 o'clock puck drop right here on 720 WGN, so make sure you tune into that. So 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We'll get back to Fly Jams. We got some requests. Let's get them in as much as we can. Here's Mark on WGN. Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, Marvin Gaye and Diana Ross doing My Mistake.
All right. When I didn't care, like my own reflection. It's a great song. I don't know if we've ever had that one. I don't know if we've ever had that one on Fly Jams before. It might be the first time. Not really sure. Fly Jams Friday. All right, here's Chuck on WGN. Go ahead, Chuck.
Barry White doing I'm in Ecstasy When You're Next to Me.
Here we go. When I turned and looked, I saw that message in your eye. There you were, out there on the floor. The way you move, girl, only made me want you more. I did not know you had me hypnotized to the movement of your body dancing in my eyes. I know I had to hold you and make you mine. Don't want to control you, just have a good time in ecstasy. When you lay down next to me, oh no, no, ecstasy, yeah. When you lay down next to me, yeah, man. I There's another guy that you can't go wrong with. Barry White, man. Big dude, too, man. Big, big, big dude. Barry White. All right. Fly. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Thank you, Chuck. Let's talk to Mike. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Dick. How you doing?
Good, man. What's up?
I got one. It was originally a hit by Marvin Gaye on Motown, and then it was remade on Motown by Junior Walker and the All-Stars. How Sweet It Is to Be Loved by You. James Brown said he's the only cat on that label who had any real soul.
Is that what he said, really?
That's what he said about Junior Walker.
Oh, Junior Walker. All right, well, let's hear it, man. My Motown. I'll tell you, Mike, the James Taylor version is decidedly not fly.
That's right. All right.
All right, Mike, take care, man.
Take care. Have a good weekend, Dick.
All right, you too, buddy. It's not. It's, if you want to hear the non-fly version of that song, just bust out your James Taylor album. All right, we got a couple more requests before we get out of here, correct, DJ Kenobi?
That we do.
All right.
I've got, this comes in via the text line, and 312 texted in Sly Stone's Family Affair.
Got it.
Mom loves the both of them. You see it's in the blood. Both kids are good and bound. Blood's thicker than the mud. It's a family affair. It's a family affair. It's a family affair. Oh, no, man.
Yeah. Again, Sly. Sly Stone, fly, unless, you know, you're working with him and he pulls out a gun after he does, like, a bunch of cocaine and shoots at you, which he was prone to do. All right, one more quick one before we get out of here. Do we have another one? All right, let's hear it.
This one comes in from the 224 area code, and it's the Fatback Band.
Okay.
Backstroking.
Another edition of Fly Jams Friday for Friday morning. We'll do it all again next week.